Despite former Republican Party Chairman Jim Greer's public backing of Charlie Crisen's Senate primary against Marco Rubio, local GOP organizations continue to rebel against that dictate. Yesterday, the Palm Beach County Republican Party passed a resolution urging that the state party should publicly guarantee a level of playing field among all credible Republican U.S. Senate candidates. And that same feeling could be spreading to the governor's race, where Agricultural Secretary Charles Bronson is expressing interest in getting into the battle, despite the very public display of affection for Bill McCollum by party chair Greer yesterday in Orlando. Greer said yesterday he would ask the state executive committee to endorse McCollum, which the Miami Herald reports would require a unanimous vote by the executive board and 60% approval from the remainder of the state executive committee. In the second part of our three-part interview with Marco Rubio conducted last Friday, we asked him about the man who succeeded him as Speaker of the House in Tallahassee, for a while anyway, Ray Sansom. Sansom was forced to step down as House Speaker earlier this year because of several related scandals and was indicted by a grand jury last month and charged with official misconduct.
First of all, this was one incident, and so I think it's important to highlight that, you know, and it's not one that happens every year or anything. It was unfortunate. Ray Sansom was a friend and someone who was my successor as Speaker, and I wish none of this would have happened, but it has, and he'll face that and hopefully, you know, persevere. But in the interim, I would say about it that certainly, you know, putting away money in a budget for specific items, and I'm not talking about his case, just in general, what happens in Congress with earmarks is not something that I've ever been a fan of. I know that in my time as Speaker of the Florida House, we didn't have special projects like that. The biggest single project we ever did was we put $80 million for a genomics program, which is located in the University of Miami, but it's a genomics program that's going to create extraordinary growth like Scripps. It was an investment in Florida's future. It had nothing to do with me, and it had the support of the Senate President, and it was done through the open budgetary process. It was there. I think the criticism of this was that it was a last-minute addition to a budget in a conference process that was closed to the public. I think there's some credibility to that criticism, and I think going forward there's some wisdom in maybe changing that process.
Barack Obama, the new president, young guy, basically, pretty dynamic. I know you don't agree with him philosophically, but obviously there was somewhat of a phenomenon in terms of a guy that a lot of people didn't know a couple years ago is now running our country. What do you think about Barack Obama?
Well, I don't know him personally, so I can't tell you what he's like as a person. You know, he's the president of the United States, and as president, I hope he succeeds in many of the things that he does. I don't agree with his policies, but I hope, you know, I understand that my country, in many respects, will the next 4 years will be determined by how well he does or doesn't do. And he's made decisions over the last few days, reversing himself on some of the mistakes I thought he had made with regards to, you know, photos of the Army and some of the conduct that happened there, and now on the military tribunals in Guantanamo. And those were the right decisions to reverse himself. So, you know, there are things I agree with Barack Obama on. I mean, I'm troubled by these loopholes for taxes on offshore accounts. And I think, of course, that's a product of a broken tax system. And I agree with him. But the reasons why the companies are doing that is because our tax system is so onerous. But it's also an example of why our tax system is unfair, because you and I can't have offshore accounts to hide our money. The powerful and wealthy and connected can. You know, I agree with him on clean technology. I think that the clean technology, the American innovator is going to invent all types of new energy that are going to be clean and make us independent and more efficient. And I think it'll be a huge trillion-dollar industry for this country. And I think we should invest in that. What I don't think we should do is destroy our economy in order to reverse global warming or some of the other claims that folks...
Like cap and trade?
I'm against cap and trade. Mm-hmm. I think big government mandates will do nothing to clean our global economy, because at the end of the day, India and China and many of the other emerging countries are nowhere near reversing their pollution. In fact, they're heading in the opposite direction. So I have no interest in America becoming the cleanest third-world country in the world.
Let me ask you, Governor Crist had a proposal that did not get through the legislature this year, which was to try to get renewable energies, the Florida utilities, to have 20% of their energy to be renewable by the year 2020. Passed in the Senate, didn't pass in the House. What did you think of that proposal?
Well, that proposal and the one that preceded it a year earlier is largely full of, you know, big government mandates that basically require the government to force power generators today to generate electricity for our homes and businesses using existing technology. And if you do that, you're going to do nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. There's nothing Florida can do on its own to impact global climate change or carbon emissions on the planet. But what you will do is you will raise the cost of doing business in the state and the cost of living here dramatically. You will make it a less competitive place to be, a harder place to live at the worst possible time. So that's why I'm against cap and trade or any big government mandate to deal with these issues.
Well, then let me ask you this, but you do you believe global warming is human caused?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. There are scientists that are out there and being paid to figure that out. I think at this point, the question of whether we believe that or not has become irrelevant by what I think is a societal acceptance that we no longer want to be dependent on foreign sources of energy. And so therefore, we want to become more efficient in our use of energy, and we want to become more independent in our sources of energy. And so I think those two goals go hand in hand with those that want less carbon emissions. How do we accomplish that? Through better technology invented by the American innovator who can make money at doing it and create a brand new industry in this country that will employ people and create wealth. That's what I'm in favor of. But if you use big government mandates, what you're basically telling people is use the current system you have now, but make it cleaner. The result is going to be exorbitant costs for electricity and fuel in this country.